So we're going to continue with kind of the rhythm of having some poetry read before we dive into deeper topics. So Jacob is going to read a poem for us.
Hello. Just a little bit of brief context for this poem. I've had the opportunity for several years here in Chicago to work with people that arrive here through the Refugee Resettlement Program. And that's been in a service providing capacity. About 2 years ago, we were resettling so many people so quickly that we couldn't find apartments for all of them. And my housemates and I hosted a couple of families and single people. And it was very critical for me because it made me switch from the mentality of a service provider to the mentality of a host. And doing something because it's your job to go to an office every day is very different than saying, welcome to my home, let me try to make you comfortable for a time. And some really cool friendships came out of that time. And this piece is from an interaction with a person with a refugee background who I met during that time. We sat inside of my apartment, but it was you who invited me to the table, where you spoke in bassy waves that sank into the plaster and into the drywall. I never asked about your wounds, but you showed me the scars where metal entered flesh. A bullet in the calf from the rifle of a militant, iron rebar between your shoulder blades when they bombed your uncle's house. I never asked of the chaos, but you re-spoke moments pulled from a hazy canvas of blood-red noise and sulfur smoke and dust. I saw a world in the circles of your speech, your neighborhood cross-sectioned in barbed wire between Sunni and Shia, your cousins Saif and Amir, dead in the crossfire of a newborn hatred. You go to the mosque to ask for two boxes to bury them, and in the basement you see a pile of RPGs and rifles and hand grenades. Your heart quickens, and you wonder if they saw you see it. I never ask of your rage, but it echoes in your two clenched fists, shaking up and down as you tell me how you sprinted into the street at the evening call to prayer, firing your Kalashnikov wildly from the hip at the speaker on the minaret and screaming curses at Muhammad over and over. I never asked of the darkness that you endured, but you tell me how they took you in the back of a truck, head covered. And you came back a week later with a stutter you didn't have before. We sat inside of my apartment, but it was you who invited me. You who split the veil and turned my dining room into the holy of holies while you spoke the language of torture and laughed a melody of resurrection, laughed in trembling waves that sunk into the plaster and into the drywall and into me.